This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold and become aligned and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. So tonight we have guest Jean Adrian, who we have had on the show before and I've had on my show, and we've done some swaps, and we are a great tag team of working with me doing, you know, a bit of a reading and Jean helping you clear away all that you need cleared for what you are desiring. Welcome, Jean. It's always an honor to have you.
No, the honor is mine, Lori. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show again.
Yeah, well, you know, it's such a great show because we do this great kind of tag team thing, and, you know, everybody loves us. We already have a couple of callers that are waiting. It's great.
Yeah, you know, I think we're soul sisters, you know?
Absolutely.
Gotta love it.
Talk a little bit. You are working on this ascension program. You've been doing, you know, some workshops. You're getting really involved. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, and you even have a class that's coming up. Talk next week.
Yeah. Well, you know, it started off, I didn't realize what was happening. I think that's kind of like how a lot of spirit-led stuff happens. But I've been working on a book for about, 6 or 8 months now. The book's called Mana, and it's about conscious creation. And you know, I thought, you know, that I was like pretty much about ready to get, you know, submit it to the publisher. You know, I was thinking I was rounding it up. And then I started getting some different material. And the material was a set of tools. And, you know, so like I tagged on the back end of this book, Ascension Tools. But what I didn't realize was that the voices that were giving me these tools weren't my usual guides. You know, they weren't that far different, but they were somewhat different. It was just a different texture, if you will. You know, and you know, so I was receiving this information on a daily basis. I was chronicling it and journaling it and adding it into my book as it was appropriate. And all of a sudden, I actually began to realize that this is completely different. This is not part of Mana. This is something, you know, it's a completely different tack, and I need to really pay attention. And as soon as I did that and gave my full attention to it, then these new guides said, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is important stuff and it is different. And, you know, listen up and we'll share it with you, and you can share it with whoever wants to listen. So basically, these guides are, they're energies. I thought they were angels, and they said, you know, you can call us angels if you want to, but we're not. We've never been on the earth plane before. We are source energies. We're here in service to the one, and we're here to assist you and all humans in this ascension process, this huge, wonderful shift that we're going through. And, you know, it's our goal to provide you the tools and everything that you need to come through this easily, peacefully, and harmoniously as you were, you know, so designed to do.
Mm.
So that's where it got started. And so I began to take that material out of my book and create a workshop so that I could share it with others. And I did my first workshop in Atlanta last month. I invited dear friend and healer and liberator Eric Hamill from Montreal, Canada, to come to Atlanta to sort of team teach and share his material, because he's been receiving some incredible material for the last year as well. And so we did this bang-up workshop here in Atlanta. But we didn't reach as many people as I had hoped. And I just decided, wow, you know, this material is too important. I'm going to do it as a teleseminar, and I'm going to divide it up into monthly bites or doses and offer it at no charge to those people who would like to participate in it. And, you know, and then I joyfully and always will accept love offerings for my work. But for this, you know, I'm not putting a charge on it. It's, It's a 1 hour, one night a month thing until we've learned all the tools. Right now I have 9 tools, but I know that there are more that are coming. I just haven't received them yet.
Nice.
So class number 2 is next Wednesday night, the 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And any of your listeners who might want to start taking the series with me, if they'll just pop me an email to jean@jeanadrian.com, you know, I'll be happy to register them. I'm limited to 100 participants, but I will record the class as I did last month. And last month's class is available on my website for just $10. It's in the CDs section, it's an MP3, and I send you actually 3 emails. I had to divide it up to get it emailable, so I send you 3 emails that have MP3s on so you can listen to it over and over again. One of the comments that I received from the attendees last month was that it's an awful lot of material to digest in one sitting. Mm-hmm. And so, having it as an MP3, or I also have a transcript of it, you know, it's in written form as well, so that you can go over and over and over, do the exercises over and over and over again until you feel like you've fully integrated them into your body.
Nice.
And so what we talked about last month was grounding, and the tool that we used was the jackhammer, because the jackhammer allows you to completely just decimate the old belief systems that we've all, you know, that we've all had, that we got from our parents, that we got from our teachers, that we got from school, from government, from church, wherever. The belief systems, any belief system that wasn't a belief system that I created myself and that I know to be my truth, needs to go. And so you have to just pound it up and break it up just like a jackhammer breaks up cement. And let it go so that you can begin the process of building your new reality on a new firm foundation that is of your own creation, if that makes sense. So that's what we did last month. And then next week, we're going to be looking at the compass and the square. And the theme of these two tools is defining our boundaries, defining our truth, and then protecting our energy. So
right.
That's what we're up for next week.
Right. And you know, both
more.
Of those are, yeah, and they're great, but both of those are really important. I mean, the grounding part, I think, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but grounding is so key right now because we are so, with so many things happening astrologically, it can keep us very ungrounded. And so learning how to ground properly, it's absolutely essential during this time.
Yeah, you know, and more so than even astrologically, and the stuff that's happening right now is huge. But
yeah.
More so than that is the magnetic pull of the Earth is fluctuating. A lot of this is having to do with, the solar flares that have started up again, and they're increasing in intensity, and they're changing the magnetic structure of the core of the Earth. So, you know, the thing that we've always counted on is gravity. You know, that along with death and taxes we thought were the givens of this life, you know. Well, guess what? Gravity is changing so radically, sometimes on a moment-by-moment basis, that it throws us completely off kilter if we're not prepared for that. And we get out of sorts, and we don't know why. And it's because we feel like we're floating away. We're losing that constant. And so we have to find new ways of attaching ourselves to the planet, of, you know, of realigning ourselves with the Earth's magnetic pull. And that's very important. That's one of the things that I teach in class.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is really important. And when I say it astrological, I was thinking of the solar flares and everything that's happening, but it's true with the magnetics of the Earth that they are changing. And right now, we need a lot of extra help with that. You know, again, grounding. It's so key for everything. We are so used to not being in our body, especially a lot of people on the spiritual path. I mean, we tend to be from the heart and above, and we are not in our body, and we can't be present if we're not in our body.
Well, you know, and the reason is that we were taught that that was what we were supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for many, many years, it seemed like every class I went to, it was like you got to develop your third eye. You got to really open your crown chakra. You've got to open your heart. And, oh, then those lower chakras, maybe not so much. You know, that's where you get in trouble, you know? And so we tended to think that we had to, look away from the lower chakras. But guess what? You know, you've got to have all your chakras open and balanced and active. And that includes that earth star below the feet as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And it's amazing because, you know, that's exactly what we're here to be doing right now. And it's exactly what you're doing. And this is really needed. So we're going to start taking callers now.
Cool.
We have a couple that are in line, but do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're going to start, and then we're going to have to quickly go on to break. But we have Miriam from Georgia. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey, we're good.
That's good. That's great. Well, I have a question, I just wanted to see, I'm having a little trouble, and I wanted to see if you can tell me things are going to get better financially for me.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, now it's just a little money. I have, you know, my son that I take care of him, and then I have, I bake cakes. Occasionally, it's nothing, you know, and I don't know if I should do that as a full-time job. So I'm a little, you know, confused, and I wanted to.
What do you do? Bake?
Bake. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Beautiful. We always need bakers. Okay. I like that. Okay, so, you have a son as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So you need to do something semi-part-time okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling that your son requires a lot of energy. Is he really young?
He's 23. He just turned 23.
He's not really young. Does he take a lot of your energy, though?
He's going to be my baby.
I get that. Is he taking a lot of your energy? Is he going through some stuff?
Well, he's disabled. He has cerebral palsy, and he has seizures. So, you know, I'm always constantly watching him. And, you know, I think he's still, you know, he's happy. But I am always constantly, you know, watching over it because of the seizures. I'm a little scared about that.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, he's in good health, you know.
Yeah.
I'm happy for that. Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of picking that up. I was surprised when you said the age because the energy was definite. The energy, I mean, it can be a lot. And, you know, it's honorable and, you know, a beautiful connection that the two of you have. And so, you know, that's lovely. And, you know, the fears around that, worrying about the seizures and stuff, I know what that's like. It can be very scary. But you know what? He is pretty healthy right now, so things are good. And it really is your time to start opening up and looking at some different areas that you want to expand into. And, you know, I think the baking is really great for you because, one, and I don't know what the laws are and stuff, and I know that there are some weird ones with regards to baking and
and the home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do get a sense that if you could get some permits and stuff, that if you started in that way, that it would definitely help you open up. But, you know, we are going to go to break now. When we get back, I want Jean to help you with clearing some of, you know, what may be blocking you from getting more financial information. And, so we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Sue Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
Now the party's over, I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in a motion. Without conversation or a notion.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And we have Jean Adrian with us tonight, which is a lovely honor to have you because I love having you with us. And we have our caller, Miriam, who we're just about to discuss, you know, kind of what's going on with what you need to clear. So, Jean?
Yeah. And so, Miriam, it's interesting because when you were talking to Lori, I actually saw a storefront where you were able to create your cakes and actually offer them for sale in the storefront. And I see all the baking equipment actually in the store itself. It's not a large space. Mm-hmm. There's a counter, several counters in the front, and then in the back, you have, they're not even actually industrial stoves. They're just regular stoves that you're using to bake your cakes, and then there are tables to where you decorate the cakes and ice them. And this is a place where you could bring your son, you know, and he could be with you there while you're doing this for yourself. And I actually feel that there is funding that's available for this to assist you. So, you know, that's kind of cool. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to use the InterSpeak cards to clear away the blocks on you getting the financial wherewithal to actually make this to be a financially prosperous business for you. So the first card that I pulled, the red cards are the source where you set up the blocks for yourself. And actually it says that this block on your finances is ancestral, and it's from an ancestor on your mother's side of the family, a woman. Let's see, is she more than five generations back? No. So this is your grandmother on your mother's side of the family is where the blocks on your financial inflow come. And what happened, I don't know how much you know about her marriage, but it said that she experienced
a business for so many years, a restaurant also.
Wow. Okay. So it's in your DNA. But it says that in her marriage, she experienced denied infidelity.
Yes.
And she felt stuck. She was stuck, you know, in that marriage, and there was nothing that she could do about the situation. Mm-hmm. And what this did to her soul was it made her soul feel alienated and alone. And this is where you connect with your grandmother, because at some level your soul also feels alienated and alone. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to attract clients to you, to bring you the money and to bring you the business that you require, you know, if you've got a barrier around yourself and you're running a belief that you're all alone, because you're not. We're not. We never have been.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was her favorite from all the grandkids.
Yeah, well, so you've got a karmic tie with her. There's a stuck belief that you need to let go of, and this belief is that I have to struggle to earn God's love, is what it says on the card, but it's also a belief in struggle in, you know, creating your financial wherewithal and everything else. So let's clear this away real quick, and so I'm going to pull three of the green cards.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, and three. And let's just go through these clearing facilitations. What I want you to do, is your grandmother still alive?
No, she passed.
Okay, I want you to connect with her soul. And just give her a moment, give her a safe space to release all of the emotion that she had stored in her body. And there's a lot of anger that she carried actually with her to the grave. And it's got to be released and let go of because it's blocking you. So just allow her to vent this anger until it's all gone. Perfect. And now you've got energetic debris in your field that blocks your inflow. And this stuff looks like mirrors. And a lot of these mirrors are thought forms that you inherited from your grandmother, but some of them are yours. So what I want you to do is just close your eyes, and I want you to look in your body and out in your field and find all the mirrors that are there. Some are facing you, some are facing away. As you find them, just ask God to take them to the light, because they block your ability to receive the financial blessings and abundance that are yours by divine right. Finally, just ask God and the angels to raise your vibration and your frequency as high as is humanly possible for you. Great. And you receive two blessings for having the courage to call in and ask for assistance tonight. The first blessing you receive from the angels is synchronistic flow and good fortune. But the second blessing you receive is from your grandmother, and she sends you miracles, opening to miracles. And Miriam, it's gratitude that owns any clearing, so just take a moment and give thanks to Mother, Father, God, the angels, and your grandmother for assisting you in letting go of the blocks that are preventing you from creating this wonderful business.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, my dear. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Thank you very much. I am so happy that I have called. This is wonderful.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. So we do have another caller, but give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We also have an instant message right on the front page as well where you can text us a question. So our next caller is Sandy, also from Georgia. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Lori. Hi, Jean. Hi, Sandy.
Tell us what we can help you with.
Well, I guess I have a two-part question. I've written a book called Life Without Illusion, and it's been edited for about 7 weeks now. And I guess my first question is, how soon will I find like an agent or a publishing company? And can you describe, you know, like the person or situation that will connect me to my greater world service with this book?
Okay. Again, tell me the title.
Life Without Illusion.
Nice. You know, I'm getting that the editing is going to be really good. It's not complete yet. Is that correct?
The editing is complete, yes.
Oh, it is complete. Okay. You know, you've obviously been looking for a publisher.
I've been in touch with like two possible agents. But okay. It seems like both of those agents, the timing wasn't right for them. And they were both identically kind of going through parental death kind of, you know, situations. And they just were not accepting any new material.
Right.
So, two agents. And then 6 or 7 weeks it's been, you know, just two agents. And I just have the intuitive feeling that something's going to come to me. But I don't know if I should be doing something or just sitting back.
Well, not sitting back necessarily, but definitely it feels like there's a little bit of a waiting period still. I would, you know, get yourself on Facebook and get some ideas and connect with other authors to see what they have done. There's a lot of great people out there and, you know, there's a lot of people on Facebook that you could, you know, get some great advice. I meet a lot of authors that way. So, you know, connect there. That's just an amazing place to assist you. And, I'm feeling that, you know, there's a timing thing and maybe Jean can help you with the clearing of this to make it happen quicker. But I am feeling that there's a bit of a timing and, it's like right now it looks like you'll probably be getting people for the new year versus for this year, just because of the timing and the way it is. But there, you know, there are some great opportunities for you. It's just a matter of you connecting up with the right people. And so my advice is, you know, get onto Facebook and start connecting up with other authors and, you know, some of the people that have self-published, some of the people that have gotten publishers, and look at it in that way. Maybe even looking, you know, on LinkedIn for some agents. There's different social media that I would suggest that you get on so that people start knowing about who you are and what a great book you've written, because it is a great book. So, Jean, what are you seeing?
Well, it's really funny. Sandy, and I don't know why this hasn't come up before, but when you started telling Lori about your book, immediately I saw in front of me O Books. There's a company called O Books. I don't know anything about them at all, except that some of the authors that I've interviewed on my radio shows have been published through O Books. So Google that and find, because there's something about that you're supposed to look into that.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually we are probably going to have to go on break shortly. So just give a little bit and then we'll go on break and we'll bring you back. Okay, Sandy?
Okay. Okay, so when I started pulling cards while you were talking to Lori, and you set up the block on this actually during the conception, gestation, or birth process, and it's actually during your birth process. And there was something going on in your parents' marriage And you, at your birth process, it says punished for another's misdeeds and arranged or no love marriage. And the reaction to the soul of baby Sandy was shame and humiliation at the point of your birth. And the stuck belief is, I have to struggle. It's the same belief as Miriam had, interestingly enough. So,
okay. Jean, we're going to go on break now, and we'll come back at that right there, and we'll help you, Sandy, get through the rest of it, okay? So we're going to go on break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone. You had a bad
live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is to master a path to heart consciousness. Tonight, my guest is Jean Adrian. Jean can be found on the web at www.jeanadrienne.com. And she's also the creator of Inner Speak cards, which we have been using tonight with our callers that are calling in to assist to help clear. And again, I always enjoy having Jean on the show because we do an interesting connection, although I have to say I'm pretty tired tonight. I'm not quite sure why, but you're doing great, Jean. So we have Sandy and we're just about to help her with clearing the blocks of, was it suffering?
It's struggling.
That's it.
Yeah. But before we go back to Sandy, I want to tell you, I'll tell you exactly why you're tired. You're processing some heavy energy, astrological energy. It's like a bunch of these planets are sitting right on top of your sun. You know, so no wonder you're feeling tired. It's part of the process. So Sandy, this goes back to your birth. I don't know what you know about the circumstances around your birth, but you came out of it. Was it a difficult birth?
10 or 12 hours. I think that was kind of average for the 50s. But you were right about what you said with the parents and, you know, shame, humiliation, no love, that kind of stuff going on. And they did have, you know, like this you have to struggle mentality kind of. I think I've left a lot of that behind because I like what I do for a living and money comes easy. And, you know, but I was born into that. You are right.
Yeah, and there must be some piece of it that's causing you to have to struggle around getting this book published. I mean, I've read your book. It's a great book. It needs to get out there. So what I want you to do is, Sandy, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to find yourself at the point of your birth. And this was hard on you physically. 12 hours of labor has to be very, very difficult on the fetus. I want you to find this little baby, and I want you to just hold her in your arms, and I want you to allow her to let go of all of her fear, because you came in scared. You came in kind of wounded and scared. So just love this little girl like she was your own child, because she is your own child. Let all that fear go. Perfect. And now what I want you to do is I want you to forgive. I want you to forgive your parents for not being quite what you expected when you signed up for this lifetime. But at some level, I think you actually need to forgive the Creator, because you're thinking, well, maybe I didn't sign up for this quite right. And then you need to forgive yourself for the choices that you made. And as you do that, all the struggle falls away. Because the struggle from your birth is actually, it's energetic wounds that are stored in your field, and they just are falling away right now. Perfect. And now just ask the angels to raise your vibration as high as is humanly possible for you at this moment, so that you can lift yourself above all struggle and into abundance, so that you can create what you want in your life easily, peacefully, and harmoniously. And the blessing that you receive for doing this work tonight is a blessing of union. It's acceptance of love from yourself, from God, from your partner, and from your family, wherever they are. And so just take a moment now and give thanks that all the struggle has been washed away as you've forgiven, and now that you accept your connectedness with all that is. This union also gives you connection to the perfect people to present and to publish your book. And so it is. And check out that company. It's either O Books or O-Books. I'm not quite sure, but I think if you Google, you can find them.
Thank you. I will do that.
You are very welcome.
Good luck, Sandy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So we have another guest. It's Al from Florida. Al, how can we help you tonight?
Yes, hi. I was just wanting to know when I'll meet the man of my dreams.
When you're going to meet the woman of your dreams? Is that what you asked?
The man of my dreams.
Sorry, honey. Wasn't quite sure what I heard there. Okay. All right. What's been happening in that department?
Well, I've been single for some time.
And have you been getting out at all?
There's only one place I can go out.
I'm sorry?
There's only
one place. I hardly understand you, Al. Can you move your phone away from your mouth a little bit?
Yeah, that's
very
fine.
Very horrible. Okay, great.
Okay, so say that again.
Well, there's only one place I really go out. That's about it.
Oh, I see. There's only one person you're going out with. Okay.
No, one place. One place.
Oh, one place. Okay. You need to expand your... You definitely need to expand and get yourself out there more. I know we've talked about this before, and I think you're not exactly making yourself available and putting yourself out to some of the right places to get seen and connect with somebody that you're really wanting to connect with. I think a lot of times there are opportunities for you, and from what I remember, I think you're a little bit preoccupied with school and a whole bunch of things that are going on in your life, and so I think that energy is sort of blocking you from being truly open to connecting with your true partner. Not that we have necessarily only one person. Everybody kind of comes in to assist us to work on different things. But there's, you know, there is definitely men that have been trying to connect with you, and your energy has, it's been not enough focus. So, you know, I think Gene will probably be able to assist you to, you know, create that connection and you being ready to actually move into that space of love. So, Gene, tell us about what you were picking up.
Well, yeah, and you're right on, because while you were talking to Al, I was pulling the InterSpeak cards, and you know, I've got a second everything you said. The first card that I pulled, the Source card, Al, it says self-sabotage to avoid transforming. And the setup around this is abuse of power and being forced out of a partnership. So did something happen in a previous relationship where you felt forced out and you were wounded from that?
I didn't have too many relationships that I can think of.
Well, I don't know if this is, you know, this might not be a love relationship. This might be something related to your family. It might be even something related to work. But somehow or another, you felt forced out. And what this feeling has done is it shut down your inflow. It shut down your ability to receive love. And it's left you with a belief of being broken. I'm broken is what it says. So let's clear this away so that you can expand your horizons and go out and meet more people, which will then give you a bigger ability to find the right one. Even, you know, even if it's just not Mr. Right, but maybe Mr. Right now, you know. Because I agree with Lori, it's not always just one relationship in a lifetime. We've got different lessons and different contracts that we have, you know, with lots of other people. But if we don't put ourselves out there, we'll never find them. So you've got mirrors in your field. These are thought forms. Thoughts create things. And when I look in somebody's energy, Al, what I see is stuff. A lot of times it looks like geometric shapes, but sometimes it actually looks like things. And in your field, it looks like mirrors. So I want you to close your eyes, and if you see the mirrors, fine. If you don't, that's okay too. But just ask Spirit to clear your field of all of the mirrors, because a lot of these mirrors are facing away from you. And what happens is when someone's energy starts to ping at your energy, their energy hits one of these mirrors and it bounces right back at them. They can't find you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you put these blocks up. So I need to ask you to clear away these mirrors. So just take a moment. I'll let you know when they're all gone. And you just do this with your attention and your intention.
Okay.
Very good. All right. They're gone. And now, let's see. It says that some of your chakras are blocked. So the chakras that are blocked for you is your second chakra, which is your that has to do with sex, money, and creativity. Your third chakra, which is your power center or the solar plexus, and your throat chakra. So let's start with the second chakra. I want you to put your attention on your belly button area, and I want you just to invite your second chakra to open up and to heal itself and to balance itself. And then just fill it with beautiful golden orange light.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. And now move up to your solar plexus, which is above your belly button, between your belly button and your heart. And I want you to just do the same thing. Invite it to open, to heal itself, and to balance itself.
Okay.
And now fill it with yellow light. That's the color that the solar plexus likes. Good. And notice I didn't tell you to heal your heart chakra. Your heart's open. You're ready. You just got to get out of your own way. And your final piece is your throat chakra. This is where you speak your truth and where you are able to speak from the heart. So ask your throat chakra to open itself, to release all the wounds that are stored in there, to heal itself and to balance itself. And fill it with blue light. And now what I'd like you to do is, in your imagination, I'd like you just to kneel and surrender to spirit and ask that anything that's blocking you from finding the man of your dreams be cleared away from you now and forever. And so be it.
Okay.
And the blessing that you receive for doing this work tonight is renewed faith in yourself so that you can step out and make yourself more available. And it's gratitude that owns the clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to Mother, Father, God, and all your angels and teachers and guides for helping you to prepare the way to meet the right guy.
All right.
And so it is.
All right. Well, thank you, Al. And thank you, Gene. We're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Join us for Dynamic Transformations. Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Patterson brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle, followed by the best mediums, psychics, and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there, Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day, you can wait, that's me, but anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that, hey, she thinks I'm beautiful, meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises, ain't that on carburetors, when her brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone, just like me, ain't to be alone. We just like to sit at home and rip on the president. Meet Virginia. About her life, pulls her hair back as she
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
My new work is about finding a heart's way to help you hear the gentle guidance of your soul. I am offering free 30-minute consultations on how to find your heart's way. You just need to register on my site and contact me. So go to my site, intuitivesoul.com, and connect with me so that you can learn how to find your own heart's way and hear that gentle guidance of our soul. Tonight's guest is Jean Adrian, who is from jeanadrian.com and is the creator of the InnerSpeak cards, which we have been working with tonight. And, you know, it's always fun having you with me, Jean. And we do have an instant message, and I'm not sure, you know, if that works for you because you don't get a lot of feedback as to what's going on. But we have Chris from Arizona, who has had some problems with her boyfriend. She broke up 7 weeks ago. Apparently in the interim, though, she's connected with an old acquaintance from 20 years ago, but she's still missing her ex. She's wondering, she doesn't know, you know, what's going on there. But she's wondering if, you know, if they're going to be reconciling and if someone else is going to be coming into her life. You know, Chris, part of this is really about you exploring what it is that you're really wanting in your life right now. And so that is why, you know, somebody else has sort of come into your life to remind you of something from a while ago. And that often happens to remind us about something from our past, something that we were either wanting at that time, and so it's changing. And to really be clear about what it is that you are wanting. I see, you know, a bit of a transformation happening with you, and you know, I know that Jean can give you some assistance as well, and I know that she can pick up your energy with regardless of whether, you know, she's talking to you in person. But Jean, what are you picking up?
Well, it's interesting. As you started talking about Chris, I don't know anything about Chris or about the relationship that she was in, but I will tell you that the information that I'm picking up is that the contract with her her boyfriend that she is estranged from right now, that contract is complete. Whatever it was that they came together originally to deal with, they dealt with it one way or another. Now, whether or not it was you know, it was complete in the good sense of the word, or just that everything that could possibly have been done in that relationship has been done, all they're showing me is that the contract that she came in to work with him on when she originally hooked up with him is complete. So I started pulling cards, and the source on this was future life, which is interesting because she's wanting to know about the future. And so what we're going to be doing with the InnerSpeak cards is to clear one of the potential things in the field of pure possibility. Because, you know, we are the creators of our life. So, Chris, you can create whatever you want. And absolutely, you have the ability to create on a clean slate because you have completed a contract with this man that you were involved with. But the setup for the future life says abuse of power and being punished for another's misdeeds. And my thought is probably that that's kind of what was playing out in your relationship with the boyfriend that you're estranged from. And the soul reaction is that your soul feels alienated and alone, and there's a stuck belief. I have not pulled that card yet, so let me shuffle through here. And the stuck belief is it's not possible to change this. So let's do some clearing. I'm going to pull three clearing cards so that you can shift this energy so that you are able to create on a clear palette what you want to happen in the future. But I totally agree with Lori in that it is time for you to figure out what it is you really want. I would offer to you that you look at your relationship that you have just recently exited from and take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle and put all the good things that you loved about the relationship on one side of that paper and put all the things that were not good on the other side and create a balance sheet. And then take another piece of paper, and I want you to, on that piece of paper, write out for yourself what your perfect relationship would be. And then what I want you to do now is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to look at yourself in an imaginary mirror, and I want you to shatter the image of the old Chris, the Chris that happened, that existed for life up until 5 seconds ago. And behind that image, I want you to see who you really are, the beautiful being of love and light that you are, so that you can begin the process of creating from that place. And now what I'd like you to do is I would like you to walk into Saint Germain's beautiful violet flame of transformation and allow the violet flame of transformation to burn away from you everything that doesn't serve you anymore, all old belief systems, all old wounds.
We're going to have to wrap shortly, very quickly. Yeah. So,
all right. And then finally, just kneel and surrender to spirit and ask that you be cleared so that you can create the life you desire. And the blessing you receive for asking for help tonight is renewed faith in yourself. So thanks for contacting us, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. And thank you, Jean. It's been a pleasure as always, and I always look forward to having you back and connecting with you again, which we will do, I'm sure, pretty soon. So
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been Laurie Houston from intuitivesoul.com, and this is my guest was Jean Adrian from jeanadrian.com. JeanAdrienne.com. And I do email and phone consultations and readings. I have a summer holiday special. If you connect with me, you can get 2-for-1 special if you register on my site, as well as my 30-minute free consultation on finding a heart's way. So may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.